The federal funding, the uncertainty about the future levels of federal funding, which we rely on. So I believe one of the most critical issues this year in our plan is how do we address needs with this declining revenue and trying to develop other strategies to be more efficient, to save costs, and a lot of coordination strategies with other agencies to try to basically deliver more service with less funding.
And Chevalier said HART may partner with other organizations to compensate for any additional service needs around the county.
Coordinating with the county they operate coordinated service for the disabled, the Sunshine Line, looking at opportunities how we might both deliver trips together or share some of that service needs. Looking at the private sector, maybe what could they, provide for some of our service that might be more cost efficient. We've been doing it on our bus service in terms of changing some of where our service is going to be more efficient.
More than a 5% increase in ridership has helped with HART's revenue, which Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp says is a good sign.
We're glad to see an increase in ridership because there's capacity on our buses. So increased ridership means more revenue for the agency. It also means perhaps fewer people on the roads, less congestion. So there's some good things that come with that. And plus, we're helping people who want to find a way to get to work or get to their destination in a less expensive way than having to own a car, use additional gas, pay for the gas. Transit is an alternative. We want to make it a viable alternative for the choice rider.
The local transit union has been in negotiations with HART, who is working out a step increase in union wages. So Sharp proposed scheduling a HART board meeting to discuss this issue before they vote on the $62 million budget during a public hearing on September 12th.
Well, what we wanted to do was to have the conversation with the unions and that very important discussion regarding the stepped increase, and then be able, once that issue is settled, to sit down and then separately deal with the budget discussions, which are also very important. And we're dealing at a time on the budget issue with declining dollars and trying to find the best way to stretch that money.
The HART board agreed to Sharp's plan, but only after HART's attorney Chip Fletcher made clear that the union negotiations cannot be dealt with at the same time as the budget, as they are separate issues. Sharp hopes this will make the new budget more clearly defined to the public.
Well, the benefit is clarity in the mind of the public as to how every penny is being spent. But for us, again, it's just to be able to get through as much business as possible in a short amount of time. So for me, it was really just a matter of being able to deal with these issues, get them settled so that we can go on about the business of providing quality service to citizens who rely heavily on the bus system and want to be able to get to and from work.